Hi, it's Ken Morgan here again, and it's time for another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Now, at the risk of violating NFL copyright, Super Bowl Sunday is on the horizon, so for this week, we're doing a bit of a departure. We've got a football-themed triple feature, anchored by our first documentary. It's called They Call It Pro Football, and it was the first full-length production from NFL Films. They were founded as Blair Motion Pictures in 1962, and later were rechristened NFL Films when they became part of the league. The initial idea was to provide footage for sports highlight shows on TV, but with this production, they started to branch out. They started using filming and editing techniques more familiar to feature films than just highlight reels. And while it took a while for this idea to catch on, it would later make history in the way the game was recorded. In fact, They Call It Pro Football would end up being added to the National Film Registry in 2012. It's also the first NFL Films project to be narrated by John Facenda. Now, previous to this, he'd been a newscaster in Philadelphia, but he'd later be pretty much the voice of NFL Films, and even football in general, for a whole generation. Now, reportedly, this is also the first instance where Sam Spence, NFL Films resident composer, did the music. Although I'm not sure about that one, it sounds like they did use stock music in this, so you can check on this for yourself. Now our second feature is our first Three Stooges short. It's called Three Little Pigskins. Now this was only the fourth short the team did, even before they even got their theme music. Now apparently this was a difficult movie to make, as the Stooges incurred quite a few on-set injuries. And for guys who are highly experienced with slapstick, that's pretty noteworthy. Now, also noteworthy is the fourth billed cast member, just after the Stooges. It's a young actress named Lucille Ball. Years before marrying Desi, becoming a sitcom superstar, and helping to bring Star Trek, Mission Impossible, and Mannix to TV. And our third attraction is What It Was Football. This is a monologue from Andy Griffith, giving his take on the game. Now, this was recorded back during his stand-up career, which would later lead to his TV and movie success. And one note, on some releases, the B-side of this recording was his version of Romeo and Juliet, which was later part of an episode of The Andy Griffith Show. Yeah, all these things connect up in time. Now don't forget to send your comments and suggestions. You can post them on our Facebook page, email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can just tell us over the phone by calling 908-754-7885. And you can also find a list of the previous movies we've shown over on our website. That address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And once again, thanks very much for stopping by. And now, from NFL Films in 1967, here's They Call It Pro Football. And from Columbia Pictures in 1934, here's Three Little Pigskins. And from Capitol Records in 1953, here's What It Was Football. Hope you enjoy them.